WVOX. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Sons of the American Legion radio report here on WVOX 1460 AM and heard worldwide at WVOX.com. I'm John Charan, and my co-host Ken Kratzer is up at West Point. He'll be phoning in, and we have him on the line for that later on. But we are right now celebrating our 4th of July weekend. We're having an expanded one-hour program today, and we'll kick things off today with a discussion about something that needs to be brought out to our audience. I think that it's important that we remind everyone that on holiday weekends like this, this is not just a time for barbecues and sales at the mall. This is a time to remember that there are people out there who are defending our rights, defending our freedoms, defending America. And one of those people is on the line right now, retired Army Captain Flo Groberg, a recipient of the Medal of Honor. Welcome to the program, Captain.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're also right now representing Boeing, which is sponsoring the Warrior Games, which is an opportunity for service people who have been injured in the line of service to go out and compete in athletic events. And before we get into your background, why don't you tell us a little bit about Boeing's background and their involvement with the Warrior Games?
So at Boeing, one of the biggest pieces that we want to highlight is our employees. And we have over 20,000 veterans within our own ranks who served in our military. And so when we heard the idea of the Warrior Games, which in this case, we're talking about all of our United States Armed Services branches, as well as the United Kingdom and Australia, competing in 8 different events across the city of Chicago, we knew this was a fit. This exactly speaks to who we are as an organization, as a company. Our goal within the Boeing Company is to provide our military with the best possible equipment that the industry can afford so that they can safely and successfully accomplish their mission. But really, the other piece is the fact that we need to take care of our troops whenever they transition out of the military and going back into our civilian workforce and civilian communities. And so in this case, we get to support 265 incredible athletes who have been either combat wounded or suffering from illnesses such as cancer. And we get to see them do some incredible things across 8 different events, Olympic events. And we wanted to be a part of it. And this fits who we are as a country. This fits who we are as a company. And this is something that we just couldn't let bypass, and we wanted to support it.
Now, a lot of that, I think, also has to do with the fact that Boeing, of course, has had long ties with the military. But also, this year's games are in Chicago. I mean, last year, Ken and I, we were at the games at West Point, and that was obviously on the Army military base there. But in Chicago, that's a major home base for Boeing these days, and I'm sure that it's an opportunity for you to give back to the community there.
100%. Our headquarters are based in the city of Chicago, that's the face of our company out there. And the fact that we had an opportunity to support not only the Warrior Games and the military, specifically the Navy who are running the games this year, but as well as our city, it made sense. And this is something different too this year. This is the first time in the history of the Warrior Games that all the events are being competed in places outside of a military installation. So we're talking about Soldier Field, United Center, McCormick Center, Lane Tech University. It's special.
Now, you mentioned before that Boeing goes out of its way to recruit veterans. You're the director of veterans outreach there. For people who out there are considering, hiring a veteran, what advantages to hiring a veteran is there? What sort of special skills or mindset might they bring to an organization?
Well, we have many, but one of the biggest pieces is, I think, our experiences that sort of give us an opportunity to really make an impact in different organizations, as well as also not just in corporate America, but in the educational field and in our community with leadership. You're talking about integrity. You're talking about collaborative problem-solving approaches that these individuals are inclined to do in some of the most of austere of environments. They're mission-centric. They're team player. They want to accomplish their mission, but they understand that you can't do it alone, and you need to be a part of a group that is with the same type of mindset but takes responsibility. They work behind the scenes, and they're willing to put in the hard work. These are characteristics that, you know, help companies succeed. And I think that once a fit is made between a veteran and a company, that a lot of great things can happen from there.
Now, you were serving in the Army and you served the government very well, but you joined Boeing last fall. What attracted you about going to Boeing?
I'll tell you the truth. So I never in my life thought about working at Boeing until I had an opportunity to sort of go tell my story in the Washington, D.C. office. And after that event, Mr. Tim Keating, who runs our government affairs for the company, asked me what my passion was and what were my professional goals. And so we chatted, and after a while, he said, you and I need to have a conversation. There's something I want to talk to you about, potentially a potential role of the company. And I remember thinking, well, I don't know anything about the Boeing company other than make airplanes. And so I said, okay, and he said, it can never hurt to have a conversation. Well, I'll tell you one thing. After that conversation, I was sold. I was sold because I didn't know that our company, the Boeing company, had that many veterans in their ranks. I didn't know all the things that they did with the government. You know, you're talking about our F-18 program. You're talking about our space program, satellites. So it's just bigger than just airplanes. We're part of the national security. And we're part of that defense system that this country needs. And so I kind of looked at it and I said, well, I want to go be back in an organization where they understand the military mindset. They're doing the best that they can in protecting our nation. And then when they told me that in 2016, they had supported over 800 different military and veteran events and programs, it was a match made in heaven. I came in, and I'll tell you one thing. That's one of the best decisions other than my marriage next year that I've ever made in my life.
Well, you got to my next question. My next question was, how do you think things have worked out for you?
So I was really nervous coming out of the military and then I work in the government to go into corporate America. I had my fears that I would just be another body in a big corporation. I never have the ability to make an impact. But guess what? I came in, and one of the first things I put on the table were the Warrior Games. And from Mr. Keating to Jennifer Lowe, John Blasey to the CEO and chairman of our company, Dennis Muhlenberg, they all trusted my decision. And they said, you know what, we're going to go do it. And so they put a lot of money into it. We put about $2 million into it and put a lot of employee engagement, and we did a lot of work. But they trusted me. And they allowed me to go out there and create a strategy for our company for veterans outreach. They allowed me to go out there and put on the team that can successfully talk the Boeing way and what that means in regards to supporting our veteran community and our veteran families. They trusted me. I love it. It's been just about a year, and I'm saying one thing. I'm just super excited about the Warrior Games. I'm super excited about being a part of the Boeing family, and I'm really looking ahead to what the great things we're going to do.
Well, we certainly can hear a lot of enthusiasm in your voice, so I think that's a very true statement when you say that you love it. Why don't I bring in Ken Kratzer, who is also on the line. Ken, do you have any questions for Captain Groberg?
Hey, John. I'm up at West Point today. It's just an honor and privilege to have you on our show, Captain Groberg. It's great that you're able to tell some more detail. We had a great time with Warrior Games when they were here at West Point last year. So it's great to hear that they're in Boeing's new hometown in Chicago. What is it like for you? How does the Warrior Games build up this year compared to last year, would you say?
Well, I think every year they're a little bit different. I mean, there's one thing about being at West Point, and it's unbelievable, beautiful campus and incredible people. And I think last year was one of those really intimate times for our military competitors and their families to be there. This year is just a little different perspective. Really what I love about the games this year is that it brings the general public in. They can go out there and watch these guys and gals compete at the United Center, at the Soldier Field, in different events, wheelchair basketball to track and field, to the field games. It's a little different. And I think it's really beneficial to give our general populace the opportunity to come and see these incredible athletes.
Now, how has the attendance been for this? Because this is, as you mentioned, the first time it's been off of a military base. How have you? I know it began this past weekend. How has it gone?
Hey, how about this? 21,000 people, so 20,886 showed up at the opening ceremony.
Wow!
At Soldier Field.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. I think it's a great, great, great thing for our military. And it's really a great thing, not just for the competitors, but for their families as well. Just to see that people care. You know, when given the opportunity to show up, they show up. They want to see these individuals because they're impressed by them. They're motivated by them. They're the best of our nation. And so if they get the opportunity to come see them, they want to be in that venue. They want to be at that event. And the opening ceremony proved it. Okay, let's be honest here. There was also Blake Shelton and Kerry Clarkson out there. But I also shows you that it doesn't just take the – even the celebrities want to go out there and be a part of this. It was unbelievable. And yesterday's Lane Tech event, the track and field, was well attended, a lot of fun. This is one of those really incredible positive experiences.
Captain Groberg, tell us a little bit about what happened on August 8th, 2012.
So on August 8th, 2012, I was serving as the officer in charge of the security detail for, at the time, Colonel Mingus. We were based in eastern Afghanistan, and we were on a patrol to attend a security meeting with the Kunar province governor, Wahidi, when my patrol was targeted by two suicide bombers. I had the opportunity to identify the first one as he came out of the structure. And, he was about 20 meters away from me, 20 feet away from me, and I was the closest to him, so I couldn't see a weapon. So my instincts, you know, told me to, you know, yell at him, run at him, and once I hit him across the chest, I realized that he was wearing something on his chest. So I grabbed him by the chest, and that's when I knew that he was wearing a suicide vest. And so I did what anyone would do in this case, and, you know, serving in this capacity, is I did the best that I could to throw him as far away as possible, as quickly as possible, so that I could protect my brothers. Once he hit the ground, he detonated, and I was thrown probably, you know, 20 feet away from it, and I suffered some, you know, significant injuries to my left leg. But really what happened that day is I lost Command Sergeant Major Griffin, I lost Major Gray, I lost Major Kennedy, and I lost Reggie Abdel Fattah, who was always State Department. So it's one of those days that I will forever live with, and I think about it every day in some fashion or another. And the fact that I received the Medal of Honor for it is one of those things where you never want this, and you never feel like you deserve it. But it's a responsibility that I have for the families of the fallen to make sure that I earn it every day and I honor those who never came home.
Now, I understand that your recovery process took more than 3 years. I mean, that your leg injuries were quite significant, which sort of brings us full circle here. You probably can identify with the Warrior Games athletes as much as anybody.
I think so. Yeah, to be honest with you, a lot of these athletes actually were the reason that I was able to successfully get back on my feet and find that trust and confidence internally to, you know, really tackle some of the adversity that I face. When you see an individual that's missing three limbs and they're willing to go out there and compete in a sport, and they have a smile on their face, and it teaches you a lot about yourself, teaches you a lot about humankind, teaches you a lot about courage. And so a lot of these athletes that are competing, they're a part of my recovery process. They're a part of my motivation that I needed to get myself back on my feet and really start to believe in what I could do again as an individual.
Well, if somebody wants to find out more about the Veterans Outreach Program at Boeing, where can they go for more information?
So you can do, there's a couple things. You know, if you go on the Boeing website, you can go out there and check out our Global Corporate Citizenship piece. You know, do Google, or best way, you can always reach out to me. So I run it. You know, you can find me on LinkedIn and send me a message, click on what we're doing. I'm trying to do a better job right now of letting everyone know of some of the programs that we're going to be doing, and so kind of highlight those on social media so that more people can be involved and more people can understand that we're trying to make a difference. But if they want to reach out to me, that's probably the best way to go do so.
Well, Captain Flo Groberg of the United States Army, retired, now the Director of Veterans Outreach at Boeing, we thank you for calling in today. We thank you for your service to our nation, and we hope that you have a very happy 4th of July.
I appreciate the opportunity to come out here, and to all those athletes and all those individuals who are competing in the Warrior Games, good luck. And to anyone that's struggling in their lives right now, or just needs some type of motivation or a little inspiration, you can check out the Warrior Games online. They have a link for the DoD Warrior Games, and oh, you can go out there if you're in Chicago and check out the games. Trust me, it will change your life. And other than that, hey, what a great day to be an American, the greatest country in the world, and happy 4th.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Captain Groberg.